today in Florida Ag News from the Southeast AgNet. As the market for locally grown produce continues to grow, USDA is continuing their efforts in assisting farmers in meeting that demand through their new pilot project for establishment of high tunnels.
The high tunnels will be offered under the regular EQIP program, and also high tunnels would be cost shareable under the organic initiative.
That's Ken Morgan, program specialist with the Florida Natural Resources Conservation Service, who gives us a quick rundown on what a high tunnel entails.
Basically, it's a structure with a hoop-like structure to it, and there is a plastic cover that is placed over the top of it. It will extend the growing season for a longer period of time due to the fact that you will get a lot more warmth in there.
Morgan says that by extending that growing season, you're also extending the market opportunity for the grower.
And usually once you are, extend that market, there's a very good possibility that your price of your commodity could be greater than it normally would be that when everybody else is in production and coming in at the same time. So it may be a very good advantage as far as in that respect.
The sign-up deadline for 2010 funding of the High Tunnel Pilot Project is coming up on March 12th. For more information regarding this program and others, log on to fl.nrcs.usda.gov or visit your local NRCS field office. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.